The magic of compost, turning kitchen scraps and animal poo into fantastic veggies. Welcome to the Homesteading Roller Coaster. My name is Ilaria, and in this podcast, I share my family's adventures on Tatum Hills Farm, our property on Ngunnawal Country, just outside of Canberra, Australia. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognize the continuing connection to land, waters, and culture. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. In this podcast, we discuss anything to do with farm life, homesteading, sustainable living, growing your own, and much more. So let's get started. I think composting is such a fun and easy thing you can do on your homestead or anywhere you live, really, even in an apartment. Composting is the decomposition of anything that was once living, from kitchen scraps to pet hair, human hair, cardboard, paper, anything that comes from a living organism, and turning it into something fantastic such as garden soil that can be used to grow your plants, whether they be food plants or any other ornamental that you might like. So what do you need to make a successful composting pile? Well, first of all, you need oxygen. Oxygen is really important because all the little organisms that live in your composting pile and are working hard to turn your scraps into soil need to breathe. So it's really important that you mix your compost to make sure they get the oxygen they need to thrive. This is exactly why sending these organic materials to landfill, it's really bad. In landfill, the composting pile, it's not a composting pile, it's a landfill pile, and it doesn't get any oxygen. And so under these conditions, other bugs come to decompose those organic materials. And these bugs actually produce methane, which is a terrible potent greenhouse gas. So there's another reason for starting a composting pile. But it can be a little bit daunting if you're just starting with composting. So what do you actually put in your compost? So you know you need to turn it to get some oxygen into it, but what it is that you're turning? So there's two main components, the greens and the browns. And these are just names that are used to kind of give you an idea of what kind of things go in it. So the greens are not necessarily all greens, but they're just the wet things. So it could be your kitchen scraps, really lush garden growth. So those will all be, or your fruit fallen from trees, that would all be your greens. And they should be in roughly about 30% of your pile. And then the remaining 70% should be what's called the browns. And those are things that are a lot drier, such as cardboard or paper or dry autumn leaves or twigs, not too big or they'll take too long. But it's very hard to decide is it 30% and 70% and whatnot. So really, what we do, we just throw anything we have in there, and if it gets a bit festy and a little bit smelly, we add something from the brown category. And if things are really not moving, we add something else from the green category. So the easiest way to do that is just to have a pile that you start off with some straw or some hay or some very cheap and easy to find autumn leaves. And then you start adding your kitchen scraps. Now, if you really want to fast track the process, you can also add composting worms, which kind of turns your composting pile into a bit of a worm farm. And you can either buy them or you can get them from some friends, or you can just wait until your earthworms, which are different from composting worms but do a similar job, come and colonize your composting pile. Of course, that only works if your composting pile is on the ground. So you just wait for organisms to invade your pile and start working. Another thing that's handy to have is some dolomite or ag lime. It may be called differently in different locations, but that's just basically something that raises the pH, so makes it less acidic, and again helps those good bugs that you want in your compost pile to have a good time and do their job properly. So if things are getting a little bit smelly and maybe you're getting a lot of fruit flies and other bugs in there that you don't want, just sprinkle a little bit of ag lime on top, give it a little mix, and that should really help. So there are lots of traditional methods for doing this composting pile. The easiest method that we found when we had a small holding in town was a tumbling composting bin. So it's a big bin which is on legs, and you throw in all your composting materials in the rough quantities of browns and greens that you need, and then you give it a tumble. And that is easier, we found, than having to use a fork to turn a pile that's on the ground. And it was aerating the pile that way, and we found that was really effective. Of course, the downside of that is that no organisms from the soil can come into your composting pile. So we had to introduce some. Now, some of them just got in there because we put garden waste on it in the compost, and so that contained eggs of various bugs that eventually colonized our composting. But just to give it a boost, we did buy some composting worms and threw them in there. They didn't seem to mind being tumbled occasionally, or at least they didn't particularly complain, and they really thrived. And that was really good because it helped us compost a lot faster. The worms in there certainly accelerated the whole process, and we're impatient, so that was a bonus. When we had to take the soil out of there, it wasn't always perfectly composted, but we didn't particularly mind. Whatever didn't compost in our bin could just compost later in our garden. And so that was perfectly fine. And if the odd worm got to come with us into the garden, that was also okay. So that system worked for us for many years. But when we moved here to the country, we found that we had different needs. And also, because we had livestock, we now had a lot more materials that we could use for composting. So here we have been enlisting the help of a whole bunch of animals that are much bigger than the worms and the bugs that would normally live in a compost. And that is getting the help of animals like big animals like goats and llamas, because we just add their poos to our composting pile. It's important to only add the poos of herbivores, not carnivores, to your poos, just because of what's in there. And so they're very helpful in that way. The goats, being very fussy and refusing to eat any hay that touches the ground, are also helpful, because then we can take all of that hay that they've spilled on the ground, and then they've pooed and weed on top of it, and we can take that and put it on the compost pile, and it rates, I guess, as a brown, but it does have a bit of an extra nutritional boost for the soil that it will eventually make, thanks to the manure that's also mixed in there. So the llamas and the goats are being really good in that way. But we also have guinea pigs and chickens and ducks, which are being really helpful. So the ducks and the guinea pigs also go through the compost pile and make sure that they've broken down and eaten things that would be too big for the worms to eat, and then they return them to the pile in the form of poo, so that's very helpful. But the chickens are really the stars of the whole system, because they actually help with the turning of the pile. Their scratching can help really move the pile around. And this is actually a fairly new system for us. So we've been composting ever since we moved here, and from before as well. But for many years, we just had the classic composting piles that we either turned, or if we didn't turn them, they just took a really long time to compost. But more recently, in the last year or so, we have finally started to have composting piles within the chicken pen. We have a really large chicken pen. It's about 800 square meters. And in there, we started layering some spent hay and some manure from other animals. And then we started feeding our chickens on top of them. So every day, our chickens get some kitchen scraps, either from us or from our neighbors. So instead of just throwing them anywhere in the pen, we would throw them on top of the composting pile. And so that encouraged them to go to the composting pile and start moving it around and investigating. And it's really a nice win-win situation. The chickens are getting a feed from the scraps. They're also getting an added feed from the extra bugs that are growing in there. And in doing so, they mix everything, making sure the bugs that live there are also breathing well and therefore working well. And of course, they poo as well, which is another nice addition to the composting system. Now, there are loads of people on YouTube that I've seen that have really nice systems where they entirely feed their chickens on compost. And I think that's great. For me personally, I'm a bit nervous about completely cutting down on feeding my chickens any pellets, just because they're really good layers and I really want to make sure that they're getting all the food they need. But certainly our food bills have decreased since we've started supplementing them with this system, and I feel that they're probably healthier for it as well. So the other bonus of having the composting pile in with the chickens is that now when I feel that the composting system has kind of done its job and we're down to soil and we don't have that much to decompose anymore, I can just fence that off and plant my veggies directly into it, which is a huge bonus, because otherwise I would have to then cart it up and move it somewhere else into my garden. And I still do that to some extent, but I do try to do it in situ. Like I said, this is a fairly new system for us. So about a year ago, we started doing this in one corner. And after a few months, we felt that corner had enough compost that we could start growing something there. So we fenced it off, we planted it out, and then we moved to another corner. Now the chickens were a bit confused, and for a while they tried to go back to the original location, but very quickly they realized that now all their delicious food scraps were going to another corner of the pen, and pretty quickly they caught on with the program and they went and started scratching the new pile. So that has been really good. Now, just like every natural system, it works, but it has a few glitches. The main glitch that I found with this is that the chickens can only scratch so far. And so, especially if you have a lot of rain, which we have had this year, things get really heavy for them to turn. So occasionally, I do still need to go there and give it a bit of a turn with a fork. But I really don't mind. It's not such a big deal, and it's not such a big job compared to what it would have been to entirely turn the pile without the help of the chickens. So I'm okay with that. And also, I find, and this is another idea that I got from Edible Acres on YouTube, that it's a really good idea to throw some grain onto your composting pile for your chickens, and that gives them an extra incentive to go and scratch about. Now, what they do at Edible Acres, they actually cover up half of the grain to sprout for another day, and that has worked really well for us. I think they even go one step further and they will soak their grain first. I must say I'm a bit lazy on that, so I usually just throw a handful of grain down and then I cover a little bit up and I leave a little bit open. The chickens will eat the open portions straight away, and then they will uncover the covered portions maybe in a day or two, and by then those grains would have sprouted, so that's extra nutrition for the chickens, which of course is fantastic. The downside of this system is also that when you plant your veggies and you start watering regularly, those grains that didn't get eaten might sprout, but I personally don't mind. They're not that many that they cause an issue. And a lot of them can be sunflowers, which we currently have growing in our garden. And we didn't actually plant them. So those are from the feed. And they will make more feed for our chickens. So I'm not too worried about that. So there you go. This is just a simple method that you can try to implement at your place. It doesn't have to be on a large scale. It can be in a really small chicken yard. And that will also give your chickens more interest, especially if they're confined to a small space. Having something to scratch about and having, maybe you can throw some hay on top, that will keep them so interested. Like a bale of hay is the best chicken entertainment park. They just love it. So I think it's a lovely win-win-win situation. You get rid of your scraps and turn them into soil. Your chickens get a feed. The environment doesn't get extra methane from scraps going to landfill. And like I said, it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be time consuming. Just start in a little corner, throw a little bit of cardboard or a little bit of hay and a little bit of kitchen scraps, and let your chickens have a field day and see how you go. And that's it for this episode of the Homesteading Roller Coaster. Until next time, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tatum Hills Farm. That's T-A-T-U-M Hills Farm, or on our website at tatumhillsfarm.com.au. Thanks for listening. Bye.